And then subsequently, a new administration using Greek-based Linear B script appears at Knossos. And this was the language spoken and used by the Minoan, Mycenaeans, from the mainland. And it seems that at about this time, the Mycenaeans either conquered or took control of Crete and overthrew the rulers of Minoan civilization. From this time on, Crete became part of the wider Greek world, and its great civilization vanished into obscurity. The only memories of it were in Homer's epics, which speak of King Minos of Crete and the land of Minos, and there's one famous passage which describes Cretan dancing as a wonderful jigsaw of boys and girls on a circular dancing floor, and they've actually found such dancing floors in Minoan sites. Minoan civilization arose from a long tradition of maritime trading activity and village farming in the Aegean area. If there is one theme for it, it is interconnectedness. It is a civilization which adjusted and developed out of the realities of a world where everybody lived on rugged land masses, many of them of very small size, with maybe one or two communities, often with the community itself in the middle of the island and a port on the coast, where much of the year the sea was unnavigable because of strong winter winds or the Meltemi northwesters of the summer, where seafaring was all important, and where the unique ecology of the islands in Crete allowed people to grow vines and olives, and these commodities were highly prized over wide areas. These were the lubricants of a trade, of a civilization that depended on its ability to trade, to handle commodities, and really was an entrepreneur in the very complex and increasingly more complex Eastern Mediterranean world of the second millennium BC. But it was a volatile world, and this volatility was reflected in the vulnerability of the Minoans to outsiders, in the vulnerability it had to earthquakes, to great natural disasters. That it survived so long is a testimony to the economic power of the trade carried in Minoan ships. And make no mistake, this trade was difficult. It was a long-distance trade in olive oil, timber, wine, basic commodities. But it was a trade carried out in clumsy ships, powered only by downwind sails and oars, in seas which are extremely hazardous. A rough sea in the Aegean has to be seen to be believed, because literally the waves come at you at different directions. The skippers had to be consummate experts at judging weather, at when to take shelter, what to do when they were caught out, and the casualties in terms of shipwrecks must have been enormous. But all the same, the Minoans, clearly to judge from Egyptian records, were respected for their acumen as traders, as exporters and importers. They obviously paid the right tribute to the pharaohs. There were inscriptions of this. But these countries became more and more interdependent. And at the Palace of Avaris on the Delta, we see Minoan paintings which look very like those at Knossos. Now, this distinctive civilization had quite different religious beliefs from those of the Egyptians and other early civilizations. But they were so respected, the Minoans, by the Cretans, by the pharaohs, that the pharaohs tolerated the painting of their art in their palaces. To what extent the Santorini cataclysm destroyed the civilization and weakened it, we do not know. But 2 centuries later, the gravity of Cretan civilization passed and shifted to the mainland, to that of the Mycenaeans, whom we describe in the next lecture.